was up all night last night worrying about it. It's great to be, there we go. It's great to be here this morning and fellowship, and hopefully receive what God has purposed for us to receive this morning. His word says that his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish that for which he has sent it, and that'll be our prayer this morning. The subject for today is a play on words, and I ask you to just hang on and stay with me for a little bit, okay? The subject is From Warrior to Warrior. And the question is, are you a warrior, W-O-R-R-I-E-R, or a warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R? And that's what we'll look into today. Father, we thank you for this time. I pray this morning, Lord, that our hearts may be open to what you have for us today, Lord. I pray that your word will go forth with clarity, with power, and with anointing, Lord. I pray that I may decrease, that you might increase this morning. And that your word will accomplish that for which you've sent it today. That your people will be edified. That you will be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. From warrior to warrior. It is indisputable that we live in a troubled world. You know, God had given me this subject. There was a couple I was playing with, and it was even before the events from yesterday. We live in a troubled world. We are surrounded by wars and rumors of wars, climate change, homelessness, hunger, poverty, crime, wayward and disobedient children. I'll look straight at my nose. I won't look anywhere this morning. Godlessness, disregard and disrespect for authority, and just a general uncertainty about where we are headed as human beings. In a world filled with uncertainty, many of us take the position of a warrior, W-O. I'll just shorten it that way, right? We're consumed by fear and anxiety. And sometimes it gets so bad that the fear totally immobilizes us. We don't know whether to go forward, to go backward, to go left, to go right, so we just stew in that anxiety, that fear, and that uncertainty. And this causes actual physical, emotional, and psychological symptoms. Not surprisingly, I try to look up the definition of warrior. And not surprisingly, it's one who worries a lot. Go figure, right? One who worries a lot. We all know what worry is. Worry, I would propose to you, is caused by fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the known. Fear for the present. And fear for the future. Fear at the root of it is what causes us to be anxious and worry. And fear goes all the way back to the beginning, all the way back to Genesis. So we remember the account in chapter 3 when Adam and Eve had sinned against God, and before then they approached him boldly, but when he came and to fellowship with them in the garden, they went and hid. And God asked, why are you hiding? And Adam said, because we're afraid, because we're naked. And then God said, who told you you are naked? I know why you think you're naked, or you know you're naked because you've eaten of that fruit that I commanded you not to eat. So fear is as old as man himself. But the Word of God has a lot to say about fear, anxiety, and worry. We will look at a few scriptures this morning and hopefully glean a few truths that will help us in our daily walk. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many of us, when we think of fear, think that is a spiritual thing? Most of us don't, but the scripture is telling us that God has not given us a spirit of fear. While the scriptures tell us to fear God, the fear that is commanded there is a holy reverence and an awe and a worship of Him. Amen? That's not the kind of fear we're talking about today when we're talking about worries. Fear that paralyzes us and causes us to be ineffective Christians is not from God. We just read it from His Word. God has not given to us, to you, to me, a spirit of fear. To the contrary, He has given us a measure of faith. Amen? Faith is the opposite of fear. Where there is faith, fear cannot dwell. And where there is fear, faith is absent. Amen? They are antithetical to one another, to each other. God has given us a measure of faith and not the spirit of fear. He's also given us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind that we just read from 2 Timothy. Fear robs us of the ability for God's power to not only be felt in our lives, but also for God's power to be effective in our lives and in our walk with Him. Amen? Faith allows us to rely on the power of God and His provision, not only for all our needs, but also for His protection in all of life's situations. I'll repeat that. Faith allows us to rely on the power of God and His provision for all our needs and His protection in all of life's situations. Next, we'll go to Philippians chapter number 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'll tell you something this morning. Every single time I read this passage, I think of Pastor Lee. That was his favorite Bible passage. Be anxious for nothing. Anxiety and fear are synonymous, and both of those lead us to worry and become warriors, W-O. When we become warriors, what we are really saying and doing is showing that we don't trust God to be who He is, to be who He says He is, and to do what He has promised He will do. Amen? That's what we're really doing when we become paralyzed and immobilized by worry and fear and anxiety. We say we don't trust God. Instead of worrying, what we should be doing is we should be trusting God, praying to Him, and thanking Him for answers to prayer. Amen? We just read it. Let your requests be made known to God. Remember, instead of having fear, we need to have faith that God is able to supply all our needs as He has promised, and to thank Him for those blessings even before we see them and receive them. Amen. Remember what faith is, right? The substance of things hoped for, what? And the evidence of things not seen. So if we ask God in faith, believing that He is who He says He is, and He is going to do what He has promised us He will do, we can thank Him for those blessings and for those answers and for carrying us through those situations even before it actually happens, because we live by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. When you have the peace of God, then you stand assured that even when you don't feel it, even when you can't see it, even when life seems as chaotic as it can possibly become, you still continue to stand upon His word and believe Him for who He says He is. Regardless of the circumstances. Now, this sounds like foolishness to the world around us. Amen? They don't understand that we have a different playbook. That our life and our walk is not defined by the stuff we go through. No. We shouldn't let those define us. We should be defined by what God's word says about us. Amen? Be anxious for nothing. Let's continue. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Excuse me. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Living without fear and worry is not optional. We see from the passage we just read from Joshua chapter 1 that we are commanded to not to be afraid and to live in fear and worry. Instead, we are commanded to be strong and courageous. We can only do that because God has promised us that He will be with us wherever we go and whatever we go through. Amen? It's not a fantasy thing we're talking about here. We're talking about standing in assurance, because we have a record of what He's already done. I don't know about you, but He has proven Himself over and over so many times, even in my own life. So I stand here before you convinced, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that He is who He says He is. And He will do what He's promised us He will do. Amen? He will be with us wherever we go. And I say this often. Even sometimes we don't want Him to go with us. He's still there. Amen? I mean, let's be real here. Sometimes we want Him to chill outside. We'll connect later, God, but just chill a little bit. No. He, wherever we go, He'll be right there. He won't bug us. He's such a gentleman. But His word is true. His word is yea and amen. Scriptures tell us heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will stand forever. Glory to God. Our next passage is Psalm chapter number 46. Verses 1 through 3, and I changed this up a little bit. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, just a picture of that sounds worrisome. As we read in the book of Joshua, God has promised to be with us at all times. He is our refuge and strength. Get this. He is big enough, strong enough, powerful enough, wise enough, loving enough, and caring enough to see us through any situation. He can handle it, brethren. Notice that the passage says He is a present help in trouble. You know, a lot of times we think God is far away, or we think We got to slowly introduce him to our situation, or it'll take him some time to figure things out. No. Nothing that's going on in our lives or in the world around us surprises God. Amen. He knows the end from the beginning and everything in between. He is always on time. His time, which in many cases may be different from our concept of what the timing should be. Amen? He's never too early. He's never too late. His timing is always perfect. And if we just yield to him and allow him to work things out his way and just be yielded and still, he will see us through every single time. Amen. He's promised in his word. And his word is yea and amen. God does not want us to worry and become warriors. That is not why he created us. And that's not why he shed the precious blood of his only begotten Son to save us. Scripture tells us and calls us to become warriors, W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S. Warriors that are firm in faith, warriors that are clothed in strength, warriors that are ready to go to battle moving forward under God's leadership and under God's banner. Ephesians chapter number 6 and starting at verse 11. I think that's just that one verse we're going to read. Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What is this armor of God? Truth. Righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and his word. God has given us everything that we need to be effective warriors. We see the list of the armor. And we see that it consists of both offensive and defensive material and weapons. Here's the deal. We need the whole armor in order to be effective warriors. We have to be defensive when we need to be defensive. We have to go on the offense when God needs us to go on the offense. And in order to do that, we have to be equipped with the full armor of God. Why? Because that's the only way we will be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the plans, the traps, and the pitfalls that the enemy puts on our path in our walk with the Lord. Amen. He doesn't want us to realize that we have the strength and that we have everything that we need in order to be effective warriors for our Lord and Savior. Instead, he wants to paralyze us with fear and anxiety, which causes us to be very ineffective and unable to fulfill the purpose of God in our lives. Amen. God has called and saved each and every one of us for his own glory and for his own purpose to be accomplished through us that will bring him glory. Amen. Each and every one of us has a purpose for which God saved us. The enemy does not want us to accomplish that purpose for which God saved us. So he puts these thoughts and fears and anxieties in our lives that cause us to concentrate all our energy on that. And guess what? It just puts us in a spiral, a downward spiral. But God has better plans for us. Amen? That's why he's given us his armor, that we can be and we should be effective warriors for him. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 37. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yet in all these things. So in what things, you may ask? The answer is in everything. All means everything, right? God is our refuge and he's our strength. We've already read that. He is our source. He is our banner. Victory is assured when we walk in his strength. That's the kicker. Victory is assured when we walk in his strength and quit trying to do things in our own strength, which can be difficult for some of us because we wired to try to figure things out. We wired to try to solve problems. Amen? And there's nothing wrong with that until we realize that God did the wiring. Amen? He did the wiring, so he knows we have these propensities. And that's why he's equipped us with his spirit and with his word. To remind us that he loves us. To remind us that he's there with us whatever we go through. And to rely on him for wisdom. To rely on him for strength. To rely on him for direction. Hear me. I'm not saying we just sit supinely and pray for that job and never send any applications. That's not the way it works. Amen? That's not the way it works. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord The picture of that weight is not to sit with our arms crossed, but it's like a wait staff in the restaurant, right? They're waiting, but they're working, doing something. So while we're looking for that job and we're praying, we also got to be doing something. Amen? We are more than conquerors because in God, victory is assured. I tried to look up failure in his dictionary. I didn't find it. He's never failed once. And we're not going to, none of us is going to be the first example of him failing. So his word tells us we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So he is the source of the victory. He is the one who's called us. He's the one who saved us. He's the one who's placed his purpose within us. And he is the one that's able to see us through to the end. Thank you, Lord. You may walk. I'm going to have the worship team come up, please. You may walk in life today as a warrior. W-O-R. But you are called to rise as a warrior. W-A-R. Prayer is your preparation. Prayer is how we prepare to transition from paralyzing fear to mobilizing faith. Prayer is how we hear from God and speak to God. For a lot of us, our prayers are one way. God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Nothing wrong with asking. He loves us more than we love ourselves. Faith, so prayer is our preparation. Faith is our foundation upon which everything else is built. Love is our strength. The love of God that he's already shown to us, and the love that he's called us to love his creation. Remember, Jesus said, everything is summed up in these two commandments, right? Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. The second is very similar to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love is our strength, and God is our commander. He's our commanding general. Trusting in God transforms our fear into faith and transforms our worry into warfare. We can't enter into warfare when we're in a state of worry. But trusting in him, in his word, in his provisions for us, can transform our worry into warfare. So as we come to sing this last worship song, I'll leave you with a thought. Which will you be today? Will you panic? Or will you pray?
Will you flee?
Or will you fight in faith? Please stand. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. The question has been asked. If you're here this morning, you've been in church your whole life, but you haven't accepted the free gift of salvation. Free for you, but it costs God his only begotten Son. You've never yielded your life to Jesus and confess and ask him to come into your heart. If you're here today, don't leave the same way you came. That's the most important decision you can make in your life, because it's literally the difference between life and death. Choose life this morning. And if you hear, you are a believer, you've accepted Jesus, but you're just not where God has purpose for you to be. You've been paralyzed by fear and concerns and uncertainty. God wants to start a new chapter in your life today. Amen. He wants us to be effective representatives for his kingdom. He wants us to go forth and make disciples. He wants us to destroy the plans of the enemy and not let him overcome us and overtake us. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your people. We thank you, Lord, for where we are this morning. Lord, we come committing everyone under the sound of my voice. We pray, Lord, that we'll have a renewed sense of purpose. We'll have a renewed sense of who you are and what you've planned and what you've purposed for our lives. And even beyond that, not only will we know, but we will have the desire, Lord, to fulfill your purpose for which you've called us and saved us, Lord. Help us to reach out to you, to reach out to your word, to continue to pray and seek your face. Your word says, if we seek you, we will find you, Lord. Take away every fear. Take away every anxiety that paralyzes us and causes us to be ineffective warriors for your kingdom, Lord. Give us your peace. Your peace. Not the world's peace. Your peace that passes all understanding, Lord, that the world cannot understand. How can these people be peaceful when everything around them is crumbling? That's because it's your peace. And you're not confounded, you're not disturbed, you're not confused, you're not surprised. Give us that peace this morning, Lord, to find rest and refuge in you, Lord. Dismiss us now with your blessing. May your sweet Holy Spirit continually abide with us and in us until we meet again. And all God's people said, amen. You are dismissed. Thank you for coming this morning.